This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا وبرا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا والسلام علي يوم ولدت ويوم أموت ويوم أبعث حيا. صدق الله العظيم. Yes, we were in the flow of the discussion of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam as a child. And he's not the only child who spoke in infancy. لم يتكلم في المهدي إلا ثلاثة. According to one narration and according to other narrations, there are other children as well. One narration says that three children have spoken in their infancy, in the crib and the cradle, while other narrations make mention of more babies that have spoken, and there's an explanation and a context to that entire detail. But of course, now we are speaking about the miracle of Isa alayhi salam. We move on to verse 31. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. Allah has blessed me wherever I may be. So there were two people, you know, there were two extremes in the case of Isa alayhi salam. Those that elevated him to the absolute supreme being, and those that elevated him to the one who has total powers, and those who unfortunately made derogatory reference to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and accused his mum of immorality. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conveyed to us the correct, the absolute balance, that Isa alayhi salam is a great person. He is a prophet. He is amongst the selected servants of Allah. But he remains a servant. He remains a servant. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being the closest and the most noblest of Allah's creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to him as well in chapter 3 in Juz 4. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not but a messenger. And in tafsir, the hasr here, that he is only a prophet, is not to trivialize the station of prophethood, but rather is to negate the fact that he is not the deity. He is not someone to be worshipped. Man kana ya'budu Muhammadan, whoever worshipped Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then he should know that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has passed on. These were the words of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu at the demise of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَمَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ. And the one who worships Allah, then he should know that Allah is ever living. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. Rely on that living who never passes away. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا. Allah has blessed me. For those who accuse my mum of immorality, etc., I am blessed. I am blessed in each way. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. Wherever I may be. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا. And Allah has ordained, and Allah has impressed and commanded me to perform salah and to discharge zakah as long as I remain alive. Okay, now there's so much here. Number one, also you see, right, is to impress the command. So Allah has impressed with great emphasis the importance of prayer. And we can imagine how important salah and zakat are as pillars of Islam, that in this particular context, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam's speaking was a miracle. And then what he spoke was a greater miracle. So what I'm trying to say is, if a child, 40-day-old baby, speaks, even if that child were to blurt nonsense, but the child utters something, it's strange, it's peculiar, it's unheard of, it's miraculous. And now the child is speaking, and the speech is coherent, the speech is structured, the speech is meaningful, the speech is focused, right? Which enhances the nature of the miracle. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam also address the aspect of Salah and Zakat that makes us understand how important a injunction of Salah is and how important the injunction of Zakat is. And let me make an appeal to my brother and my sister, and let me remind myself, my brother and my sister, are we taking pride in our prayer? The other day, a young man said to me something very amazing. He's an adult, he has children himself. And he said, my relationship with my father is dictated by the fact if my dad sees me in the masjid for Fajr. Allahu Akbar. If my dad sees me in the masjid early for Fajr, right? Man raha ila al-masjid aw ghada a'addallahu lahu. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever visits the masjid in the morning and the evening, then special arrangements are made for him in paradise. Bashir al-mashaina fi al-dhulami ila al-masajid bin nur al-tammi yawm al-qiyamah. Give glad tidings to those who frequent the masjid in the hours of darkness of perfect light. Inna salat al-fajr kana mashhuda. Inna salat al-fajr kana mashhuda. The presence of angels in the prayer of Fajr is just unique. Man salla al-bardain dakhala al-jannah. The one who will offer the two cool prayers, that is Fajr and Asr. And of course, every salah is so important. So this brother was saying to me that I'm a father, I have my kids, but my dad is so particular that if he does not see me in the masjid for Fajr, then that kind of creates a strain on our relation for the day. Subhanallah. What a great way to impress the importance that, you know what, my son, if you're there in the salah and if you have performed your salah correctly. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's message to all his governors that salah is the imad of deen, it's the pillar of deen. Whoever will protect it, he will all the more protect the other aspects of deen. وَمَنْ ضَيَّعَهَا فَهُوَ لِمَا سِوَاهَا أَضْيَعَ. And whoever will be negligent in this regard, he will be much more negligent in other regards of deen. So وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ. Allah has impressed upon me salah and zakat. مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا. As long as I am living. Now we do know that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is alive. So some people have raised the question, is the obligation of prayer and zakat mandatory upon Isa while he is alive, elevated in the heavens? And the scholars have said no. Madumtu hayya means that Allah has impressed upon me the observance of prayer, the discharging of zakah, as long as I'm alive, meaning on earth, as long as I'm alive on earth. Because takleef, mukallaf, the humans are mukallaf on earth. And of course, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam has been elevated to the skies. And yes, when he comes back on earth, then the performance of salah and discharging of zakat will continue till the point where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then cause his death. إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ. إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ. Okay, so that's verse 31. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا. I'm still trying to imagine how that nation would have been just left stunned. Imagining and like, look at this miracle. Look at how amazing this is. This is a child, a baby, an infant talking. And how profound, how articulate, how amazing. Verse number 32. وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made me kind to my mother. So in the case of Yahya alayhi salam, he said, وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. Allah said that we made him kind to his parents because he had both parents, of course, right? And in the case of Isa alayhi salam, when he spoke as a miracle in his infancy, he said, وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِي. Allah has made me kind to my mother. Because of course, Isa alayhi salam does not have a father. Hence the exclusive mention of kindness to the mother. وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِي. And Allah has made me kind. Again, I say to you, my brother and my sister, Allah is speaking about a prophet, a selected servant of his. Every aspect of his is good. He is the divine servant of Allah. He's the ambassador of Allah on earth. Yet there is categoric mention of how Yahya alayhi salam was kind to his parents, how Isa alayhi salam was dutiful to his mother. What then is the rank and the status of a mother and a parent in Islam? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about the tale of Wahra, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave her because she had been kind and dutiful to her mother, where she carried her mother on her back in scorching heat. لِتُرْضِي رَبًّا شَدِيدَ الْقُوَى لِتُرْضِي رَبًّا شَدِيدَ الْقُوَى to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how it was extremely hot, and then بَسَطَتْ رِجْلَيْهَا she spread her feet out, and then she kept her mother so that the heat of the floor must not burn her mother in any way. And her mother was not a Muslim, but Wahra of course was. And kindness to her mother, kindness to her mother. Of course, the prerequisite of entry into Jannah is iman. There's no two opinions about that here. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Even in the verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that if your parents impress upon you to disobey me, don't obey them in that regard. But as soon as Allah tells us don't obey them, immediately Allah brings in a statement, but in all other matters, be kind with them. In all other matters, be kind with them. So they told you to deny Allah. They told you to disobey Allah. وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ. And that was regarding Sa'd radiallahu anhu, whose mom said that if you do not abandon Islam, I will not eat, I will not drink, I will not sleep. And then he came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the verses were revealed of Surah Al-Ankabut, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if they compel you to ascribe partners, then do not obey them. But immediately after that, Allah says, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. In this particular matter, don't listen to them. لَا طَاعَةَ لِمَخْلُوقٍ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ. We do not obey any creation at the cost of the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But immediately after that, the qualifying statement, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Be kind to your parents. وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي. I again make an appeal to my young brother and my young sister. Do not be arrogant, do not retort, do not be harsh, do not be abrupt, do not hurt your parents. Amongst the signs of Qiyamah, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that أَدْنَى صَدِيقَهُ أَقْصَى أَبَاهُ تُعُلِّمَ لِغَيْرِ الدِّينِ. Where a person will acquire the sciences of Islamic knowledge, not for the pleasure of Allah, but for ulterior motives. أَدْنَى صَدِيقَهُ أَقْصَى أَبَاهُ. He will bring his friend close to him and he will keep his dad at a distance. He will take pride in identifying himself via his friend and he will feel ashamed and embarrassed in identifying himself through his dad. So what's your dad's name? What's your dad's surname? Which family do you belong? Oh, you won't know my dad. He's just a regular old guy. You won't know him. Oh, he's just a simple Simon. Now leave him. You don't want to bring your dad here. No, you know what? He won't know how to adapt with the formalities here. And sometimes he could be uncouth in his mannerism. What? What have you achieved? What have you accomplished? What's your degree? You've got nothing. If that's your door to Jannah. Al-walidu awsatu abwabil Jannah. Fa-in shi'ta hafidh ala thalika al-bab wa-in shi'ta da'. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your best entry to paradise is your dad. The choice is yours. You want to preserve that door or demolish your door? I ask you, my brother. I ask you, my sister. Even if your parents have differences of opinion, just sit, respectfully listen to each one. But do not say nasty things to anyone. Remember, that's your paradise and that's the door to paradise. It's a very, very slippery slope and you need to tread with extreme sensitivity. Don't become the ombudsman. Don't become the arbitrator. Get an external party to arbitrate. But as a child, you will not be able to accommodate the sensitivity and the richness of the profile to arbitrate between your parents in their feuds and their arguments. Draw your parent close to you. Take pride in identifying yourself with your mum. وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي. And kindness to my mother. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا. And Allah has not made me a tyrant. And Allah has not made me a wretched person. Those that have accused Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and accused his mother, there is total refutation there. Allah has created me in a miraculous way and Allah has made me a very noble person. So that's it, verse 32. And then verse 33, Isa alayhi salam concludes concludes his discussion to his people. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ وُلِدْتُ وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيَّ. Peace be upon me the day I was born, and peace be upon me the day I will die, and peace be upon me the day I will be resurrected. I quoted to you the quotation of Ibn Uyayna. He said, هَذِهِ أَوْحَشُ الْمَوَاطِنِ. These are the most scary moments. That is when a child is born and he arrives, because the interference of the devil. And the Prophet ﷺ has made mention in the hadith clearly that the child cries because of interference from the devil. غَيْرُ مَرْيَمْ. What the exception of Maryam alayhi salam and her son Isa alayhi salam, that they were protected, and of course all the Anbiya alayhi salam are protected divinely from any devilish influence whatsoever. The Anbiya are pure, they are this pure galaxy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, the devil attacks us. The devil attacks us. And we are the vulnerable individuals. May Allah protect us. Wassalamu alayya, peace be upon me. Yawma wulidtu, the day I was born. Wa yawma amut, and the day I will pass away. Wa yawma ub'athu hayya, and the day I will be resurrected. So there you have it, my brother and my sister. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conveys to us in clear words, the speech of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, the role of Isa alayhi salam, the birth of Isa alayhi salam, the fact that he is a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in verse 34, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing us says, ذَلِكَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ. ذَلِكَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ. This is Isa, the son of Maryam. قول الحق الذي فيه يمترون. This is the truth about which they have doubts and about which they debate. قول الحق. This is the truth. We've given you the clear. When Allah makes mention of the tale and the narrative of the people who slept in the cave, Allah said, نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق. We tell you their story correctly. Remember the opinion, the expression of the Almighty is absolute. It is totally authentic. It is the total truth, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything in every detail. Allah knows it before it occurred. So some are saying this regarding Isa, others are saying that regarding Isa. When you're in a discussion and you're in a debate with a person from the people of the book, and he is asking you regarding Isa alayhi salam, then open the verses of the Quran and show it to them. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمْ. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَ. Those who believe in the concept of Trinity, or those who say that Isa alayhi salatu wassalam is the deity himself, indeed they have uttered a statement of kufr and disbelief. تكاد السماوات يتفطرن منه وتنشق الأرض وتخر الجبال هدا أن دعوا للرحمن ولدا. The sky wants to split, the mountains want to burst, and the earth wants to split. أن دعوا للرحمن ولدا, because they have made the blasphemous comment and remark that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has children and offspring. ذلك عيسى بن مريم. Verse 34. This is Isa, the son of Maryam. قول الحق الذي فيه يمترون. This is the truth about which they have doubt and about which they dispute. And in verse number 35, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ما كان لله أن يتخذ من ولد. ما كان لله أن يتخذ من ولد. It is not for Allah to take a son. It's not befitting of Allah. Allah has absolute powers. I need a child. My child needs me. This is an inter-obligation. This is interdependent. I have a need for a child. The child has a need for a parent. مَا كَانَ لِلَّهِ أَن يَتَّخِذَ مِن وَلَدٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not take a son. Subhana, glory be to him. Subhana, أَيْ نُسَبِّحُ سُبْحَانَ. It is a glorification of the fact that Allah is free from every need. Ta'ala amma yaquluna 'uluwan kabira. He is above and exalted over what they say. Subhana, he is pure. Idha qada amran فَإِنَّمَا يَكُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Verse 35, when he decrees a matter, he just decides it and it occurs, it occurs. Concluding verses of Surah Bani Israel in the 15th juz, in the 15th juz, Surah Bani Israel, وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا. And say unto them, all praise belongs to Allah who did not have any children. لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ. And he doesn't have a rival or a partner. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِّنَ الذُّلِّ. And he doesn't have a guardian out of weakness. So there are three types of assistance you take. You either take assistance from a junior, like a parent takes assistance from a child. My son, bring this to me. My son, help me here. وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا. Allah negates it. Allah doesn't have any children. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. He does not beget and he was not begotten. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. There is no one equal to him. لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ. And he doesn't have any rival, any equal. So you're taking help from an equal. A spouse from a spouse, a partner from a partner, a sibling from a sibling. There is no equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِّنَ الذُّلِّ. And there is nobody above Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a child taking help from a parent. The first one, a parent taking help from a child. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negates all these three relationships. And then how does he conclude this chapter of the Quran? That he is so great, وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا. He literally concludes Surah Bani Israel by saying, say, O my servants, Allahu Akbar. And I say to you, my brother and my sister, my listener, my viewer, join along and say with me, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.